Congratulations, a nice start to the season for you guys. It wasn't pretty at times, but you needed to see a bit of what your team was made of this year, and it was a good start for that.
Yeah, I was really excited. I was able to get a lot of people in, play them in different positions, and just really see what we were made of. Of course, we need to work on several things, but, you know, the combination of first game jitters and, you know, playing with a different combination that you usually don't play with, those things are going to happen.
How about the start that you got from your perimeter? That seemed like Wichita County was content on packing the paint and not making you guys beat them in the inside there. Well, that kind of backfired on them. You guys took advantage of that, and it was led by Bailey Lawton and Caitlin Roberts, and Roberts ended up with 7 threes in that game.
You know, I've told the girls, I said, we are a strong perimeter team, and if a team ever plays us in a 2-3, you should be so excited because that is made for three-point shooters, and we definitely capitalized on that.
Absolutely, and it was good to see that from Caitlin, her confidence there. Bailey helped you off to a good start. And how about your defense? You guys forced 24 turnovers around that frame tonight.
Our defense, I still think we need to work on several things. I mean, we were out of position so many times. We weren't there for our backside rebound. And, yeah, we caused turnovers, but that was just off of athleticism. But then, you know, when we match up with a different team, that's not always going to be the case. So I think we just need to be a little more disciplined on where we're supposed to be defensively so that way, you know, we don't get careless fouls.
And the way the game was kind of called and officiated, not a knock on it, but it's just the way it was. You guys didn't get to the foul line the first half, and when you did, you kind of struggled. That was kind of maybe a middle block for you guys tonight as well.
And it shouldn't be because I just looked the other day on our free throws, and I have 6 girls that are shooting 60%, over 60% in practice, and we didn't even have that last year. And so that should never be the case. But, you know, we need to get to the free throw line more because I always say we need to get to the free throw line more than the other team and get more rebounds than the other team. And we did not get to the free throw line more than the other team tonight.
And that's tough. But Keani Yeager had a nice bounce back in that second half, kind of struggled shooting. She had some nice shots underneath. You guys really did overall, but it was good to see her bounce back and get into double figures there with 10.
Kiana is capable of so many things, and I think tonight she just rushed a lot of her shots that she would typically make, and you know, I guess to count that to first game jitters.
It's absolutely. What do you see with your team as you head into next week into the Southwest or Round Ball Classic, whatever you want to call it?
Well, I don't know yet as far as, because we haven't got film yet, we're going to get that this weekend, but I do know it's going to be a challenge. It's always going to be a challenge. And that's what we want right now. I mean, yeah, we played Wichita Trinity last year, but they have a new coach, so it's going to be a different mentality, a different team, and we're just looking forward to the challenge.
All right, well, it's a good start. It's the first season-opening win for you guys in 5 years, so that's got to be a lot of confidence heading into next week there with 3 games in 3 days, and hopefully it's a good one for you next week, and thank you very much, Coach, for stopping by here at halftime, and get that voice better. Get rest this weekend.
I will. I'll try. Thanks, Adam.